from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mark Grody. All right, what's the Floose up to?
All right, the Floose might have been the most personable guy today.
Guys, have a good summer. I brought the staff, coaches, and their families, executives, and the head staff members over the house. We have a welcome back party every single year, and I think I counted 18 kids in the pool at one time.
I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Cannonball!
And yes, I did have a lifeguard. There was a lifeguard on duty, so it was good. But we had a good time, a lot of good food, and a lot of good fun, a lot of good laughs. So it was really cool.
I'd like to think about that all weekend.
Was at a pool party.
I can't get that story out of my mind. I don't know why.
Like all of the staff, the coaching staff, and everybody, and 18 kids of the coaches
yeah,
in the
lifeguard
pool at the same time, and a lifeguard on duty. I'm picturing the Sandlot. Picturing that scene from the Sandlot.
Little Wendy Peppercorn action.
Michael Squints Polidorus walked a little taller that day, and we had to tip our hats to him. We got banned from the pool forever that day.
And what a host, the Floose!
The Floose.
I hope those kids had a healthy respect for the water.
They need to. They need to.
Speaking of swimming pools, my brother has an above-ground swimming pool. As if you didn't think I was white trash already. But I love those above-ground pools. It always looks like the owner couldn't make the commitment.
You know, I like to swim, but I also want to destroy the value of my house. I need something to go in between the abandoned car and the refrigerator without a door.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, Danny.
How
adult,
are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Adult Danny.
Adult Danny.
I'm all right.
You're an adult Matt.
I am an adult Matt. I'm not a Matty, although Ron Coomer calls me Matty, and he can call me whatever the hell he wants.
You can call me anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we were a baseball duo over the weekend without ever speaking to each other or seeing each other.
Yeah, well, we saw each other Friday.
Well, that's because we work together.
That's
on
true.
Fridays.
That's true.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, we kind of are contractually obligated to speak.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite time to talk to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm making this call out of obligation.
Yeah, they got to pay us more for overtime, Parkinson Speaks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we've texted and talked every once in a while.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I know. I'm just saying.
You've been to at least one of my weddings.
Yeah, that's true.
Gave me a great gift.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm batting 333. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall. Thank you.
That's exactly right. I've been to your house and your former house.
That's true.
I mean, we've got a thing.
No, of course we do. Of course we do. I'm just saying, like, you were there Saturday getting the vibes of the crowd.
Oh, they were not good.
I was there getting the vibes Sunday.
How were those vibes?
Well, you know, the game was exciting. I've always wanted to attend a no-hitter. So I'm talking about the no-hitter in the fourth. Well, you know, Shoto's got a no-hitter going.
Mm.
Pitch count slow. Pitch count slow. So I was having a great time with Nephew Jack.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
It was really irrespective of what happened Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It really didn't matter that they had lost because it was about being there with the nephew and the weather and the whole thing. Because I told you, I don't think this team's really going to, accomplish anything.
Well, yeah, I was sure of it after Saturday.
That was your moment?
I got broken, Danny. I broke. I fell apart. I'm done if there's a push in this Cubs team this week, if they sweep the Brewers.
Yeah, this is why I don't believe you.
I still don't think I get back in.
So if you're saying if they come out of the break 4-2 with a 4-game winning streak intact, beating the Brewers 3 straight,
right,
with us having the vibes that I know you're going to get romantic about tomorrow, doing the show from the field during batting practice, which you've never done before.
You know why? Because I like baseball. I like baseball a lot. I like the sport a lot. I don't really like this team right now. I don't believe in this team. I believe in the sport.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't believe in the team either, but I'm a little... What was it about Saturday specifically?
It was Friday too, and we had a short show, so we kind of processed it a little bit in the booth up there on Friday. But like with everything that's on the line coming out of the break, and it just how they had to play, it's not just the offense and how bad the offense is. It's just
that's a big part of it.
It's a big part of it.
Four runs in 3 games.
Yeah, and it's the sloppiness of everything else. The stuff on Friday, you know, Bush not scoring from second with 2 outs on that dribbler up the middle, Seiya getting deked by a catcher and throwing behind him so the team picks up an extra base while Justin Steele is pointing to second base. So it was that stuff. And then on Saturday, it was so lifeless in there, and the team looked lifeless, the manager looked lifeless, the players looked lifeless. The only guy who's really like bringing a ton of energy and presence is our friend Nico Horner, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. But like that Saturday night, man, they were handed 6 walks by Zach Gallen. They had 9 base runners through 5 innings and couldn't score. Kyle Hendricks was good again, right up until 2 pitches that sunk him in the fifth. But there was never like a moment in that game on Saturday night where you're like, I think they might come back. Like there just wasn't one. That whole thing just felt like quit. The crowd had a big pile of quit to them. Came in here yesterday morning, as Tanny said in the group thread, I was going through it on hit and run. Like I was struggling because it feels over.
Why are you laughing, Tanny?
Because it's like, you know, we're a 2-team town. That's how we promote the hit and run program. And I love that about hit and run when both teams are good.
Yeah.
But when they're not, it becomes a problem because every topic surrounding each team is like, hey, are they going to trade this guy? How about they package this guy for that guy?
Uh-huh.
And so every conversational road that speaks loves these roads.
Yeah,
he loves to travel.
Big
on these
fan
roads,
of the roads,
but ultimately the destination is not good. And
it was
at least speaking saying, I don't like talking about this for both teams in town, which has been a while since we've had that.
I was in a ditch. I was constantly in a ditch. Every conversation that I had, every road ended up with me in a freaking ditch.
And I should have called in and talked Bears.
Oh, people wanted to. People wanted to.
How many teams in this town do we have right now? Is this a 2-team town, or if you add what like the entertainment value of the Cubs to the entertainment value of the White Sox, are we at like 3/4 of a team? Where are we at?
I'm tired of
better assemble them now because a week from now
it's going to be even worse.
I'm tired of advocating for the calendar. I'm tired of saying the calendar is your friend and you still have time. Technically you still do have a little bit of time, but I don't like the calendar. I don't like the Romans. They came up with the calendar, right? Augustus and them and Julius, they're like, let's name months after ourselves. Whatever. Screw you guys. Those months shouldn't even exist. I literally got broken by the lifelessness. Yeah. I mean, arms, legs.
You're literally broken.
The lifelessness of that bunch. It's freaking. It was miserable. And I know yesterday there was a walk-off walk, and I should have enjoyed that, but I did not. I did not enjoy it.
Yesterday's game was... I mean, Shota was excellent.
Mm. Yes, he was.
Their offense was basically non-existent until the very end, which better late than never for yesterday. Vibes were good. You know, our guy Nico with the walk-off walk and wearing the gum bucket on his head and looking all goofy and dabbing after the double to right because he listens to Shane on Where to Go Oppo.
And getting like 4 different things dumped on him during his post-game interview. There's a lot of water. There was something else that might have been Cheetos. I don't know. We'll ask him tomorrow.
It probably wasn't Cheetos.
You don't know that.
I thought it was Cheetos.
You don't know that, Danny.
Felt more likely to be bubble gum or maybe peanuts. I don't think it was Cheetos.
Something has felt broken.
Could have been Bugles.
Yeah, man. Cheetos famously circulating around an MLB dugout during a game there. You know, guys wiping off the Cheeto dust from their batting gloves before they're getting up there.
You see it all the time.
Licking their fingers at first base.
Delicious.
I think, if I'm honest with myself, I think something has felt broken with this bunch since it started to go bad. Since it started to go bad and it just kept staying bad and it kept decaying, and it's like, I don't think we've been hard enough on the manager. And it's weird because he's so clearly a smart guy and he's so clearly a decent guy, but it's like they fired a manager from and sent the team back out there pretty much as the same core, and it's failing, and looks like the team knows it's failing, and it's just everybody should be under the gun. This thing is ugly, and it wasn't supposed to be ugly, and it gives you big questions about team building and the smarts of the org and everything, and it all pisses me off, and I feel very broken by the entire experience.
I had no problem with the conversation about being harder on council. That's fine, and we'll have him on the show tomorrow from the field. But he's more proven than anyone on this team.
Sure, but the mix is what it's about.
Yeah, but it's not his mix. To me, this offense is not hitting. People are like, oh, we need to see this manager have more fire and get thrown out of the game on Friday for the ball being low in the strikes. I'm like, okay, does anyone think, honestly, that a couple more managerial ejections has this 48-53 team that much better?
No, not necessarily, but I do think, you know, whatever could have been done to get certain players in a better headspace where they might have better seasons would be good.
I understand that, but man, they are not hitting. And they brought back largely the same team, but they did add an all-star starting pitcher.
And they added a guy who's going to be top six in Rookie of the Year at first base. It's Dansby falling apart.
Right.
It's the catchers falling apart. It's Christopher Morel not taking a leap that he was supposed to take, that it has looked like maybe he would be taking. That is not happening. I disagree with the manager, you know, yelling at Jesse Rogers yesterday.
We'll get to that in just a couple minutes.
I think he's wrong about that. It's just this whole thing, just it feels freaking awful, and it annoys the hell out of me.
I think it should annoy the hell out of you. It annoys the hell out of me too. I think that this team has been ravaged by bullpen injuries, and its best players have been bad, or its supposed best players. Hap has come around, but before the year, give me the best players on the team. Bellinger, underperforming expectations. Dansby, underperforming expectations. Saya, underperforming expectations.
Yeah, but you have to scramble more. I don't feel like they've scrambled enough and given themselves an infusion. I mean,
you were calling for them to bench Hap, which would have been a scramble, and then he's been their best player, which has been rewarded by patience. You signed Dansby to a 7-year, $177 million contract. Where do you scramble away from Dansby? You gave Seo a 5-year, $85 million contract with $100 million total when you factor in the posting fee. Where do you scramble away from that? You just signed Bellinger. Where do you scramble away from that when he was as good as he was last year? Those guys are not guys you could scramble away from. They've been bad. They've just flatly been bad relative to expectations. And not scrambling away from Hap is the only thing that's kept this team afloat offensively for the last month, if you'd even argue that they're afloat. So I'm all for this team was constructed poorly, but that's a Jed thing. Council overachieves, generally speaking. This team was bad last year with the old manager. They're bad this year with that manager. That strikes me that maybe the team is bad.
They were bad in September.
They won 83 games.
With the old manager.
They were also bad during the season. They won 83 games.
Yeah, they had some moments. It shouldn't feel this lifeless. It shouldn't feel this lifeless, and that is something where you look at the atmosphere. There'll be a ton of coaching firings in the offseason, and he will get a chance to bring in his own mix. I don't think that this mix of personalities is working.
And it's not just that the guys expected to be good have been bad. It's never just that simple, because there are things you could do that they have not done, and they haven't done it well.
Well, let's talk about some of the specifics. Baseball coverage on the score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And we got a cool prize for you today. Illinois Lottery is celebrating a huge milestone, its 50th anniversary. That's 50 years of playing, winning, and generating funding for good causes in Illinois. To kick off the 50th celebration, our friends at the Illinois Lottery are giving you a bundle of scratch-off tickets specially created to celebrate the lottery's 50th anniversary. Later in the show, when you hear this, be the sixth caller at 312-540-0670 for an Illinois Lottery prize pack. Yeah, council went off on Jesse Rogers, and it felt like an eruption of frustration even after a win. And it was an interesting thing that we'll be able to, of course, do what we do with next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I know it's official that I'm a Cub now, and I'm talking to Danny Parkins. You know what I mean?
Afternoons on The Score.
Jason Benetti, AJ Pierzynski, along with you.
This is a city well known for famous clowns, right? Like Bozo.
The only thing I remember about Bozo was the game where you had to throw the ball in the bucket.
Yeah, the grand prize game. As a kid who grew up in this city, AJ, there was a wait list to get into the crowd at Bozo's Circus.
Did you ever get to do the grand prize? I could see you being big in the grand prize game.
Yeah, my motor skills are my finest attribute. Check swing, he didn't go.
But I could see you leaning over and kind of cheating a little bit.
And they wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't have said anything.
They would have been like, oh, good job. Good job, Jason. Here's some Archway cookies.
I mean,
so good.
That guy is the absolute best. And I mean, good job by Pierzynski.
For sure.
I feel like I know that I can make this joke at his expense and he will yes and me. That's really good. I could see you cheating at Bozo Buckets.
And then
we ain't taking that.
Well, there is that. Fun juxtaposition. That was a tough Sun Times cover. I'm just going to be honest. That was a tough Sun Times cover for the Shrift Dog. That was real tough, man. Not saying it was unfair, but I did feel a little bad for
him. I mean, it's kind of impressive to drag Steve Stone down to 30. Isn't it? I mean, that takes work. Steve's still good.
Tough spot, though, man. Cover, back cover of a major metropolitan newspaper with an article citing a vote of 13,000 people who voted you the worst broadcast team in Major League Baseball.
It's enough to make a guy tweet from NBA Summer League and then delete it. You know?
Yeah, that was
enough to make you do that.
That was tough. I mean,
it pushes you. You get triggered.
Genuinely, on a human level, when I saw that Sun Times cover, I was like, "Ooh, they had." It's one thing for the article; they had to give that man the cover, like, and Stoney's on the cover with. Oh god, that hit me right in the humanity.
Oh man, which I mean, seriously.
all right, we'll get to it.
I love
we'll
it. I love that you have to qualify that you have the humanity.
Clarifying.
No, really, I do.
But here's this. From Craig Council, and Jesse Rogers and him had a pretty fun exchange that for our line of work is just chef's kiss perfect.
But earlier in the game, just like the at bats, thinking like the seventh inning with Morrell, there's a tying run at second. He's looked like he was swinging for the lake there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on.
That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take. It's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that bad?
He's having a good at bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
Okay.
Okay. I don't. I disagree that it's a good at bat. I think Jesse is absolutely right, but he's giving a kind of an opinionist take in a beat writer context, and that pisses off counsel. In my opinion,
yeah, I thought that Jesse was a little. He editorialized in his question, which we do all the time,
right? But
you hear more often after wins. That was interesting. The council got pretty defensive of Morrell after a win.
That's a bad take.
That's normally the type of thing you hear after a loss.
Well, because it was a moment of failure for Chris, and there's been a lot of them where he only takes the A swing, and that's undeniable. I don't know whether they've ever asked him to take the B swing. They very much like the A swing. As you've said, he's leading the team in home runs. That's what they would like.
For a team that doesn't have enough home runs,
for sure.
He is the guy who has the most.
Situationally, there have been a ton of times where you'd like Christopher Morrell to show you, you know, a different swing. But as Cliff Floyd said last week, he's got a one-dimensional swing. He's got one thing that he can do. And there's a lot of people in MLB where they're like, oh yeah, that's fine. Just keep doing that thing. That's Morrell's job. I don't even know if it's on Morrell. Is it on the Cubs for putting him in that situation and not asking him to do anymore because he can? Is it on the Cubs for training him that way? Is it on baseball for allowing it to develop to a point where you get to watch that and it's okay for a guy not to have any B-hack whatsoever in the holster? It's freaking maddening.
Like a tree falling in the forest and, you know, no one there to see it.
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Now, that is a bad take.
I mean,
that's a bad take.
Of all, Council's a pretty dry guy. He's pretty serious. We talk to him every other week. We'll talk to him on the field tomorrow. He likes the word take.
Nobody is interested in your takes, I promise.
Yeah.
But so,
I'm a big fan of him in that moment.
Because he was coming at me.
That's right.
And so, but now we have him saying bad take.
That's a bad take.
So that's your comment. And no one is interested in your takes.
Yeah.
We have.
That's a great topic for you guys to do in your next segment. But
it improves of topics
that's right,
as well.
That's right. This guy can host the show. It would be dry. It would be pretty boring.
But he can.
That's a bad take.
He can certainly comment on our show along the way. Comment on our takes.
Yes.
That's a good take.
Oh! Wait a minute. Wait a minute. When did he say that?
He gave a good take?
That's a good take.
Yeah, it was directly after Jesse. Cheryl Ray Stout had said something, and he threw that at her.
I thought he was talking about Nico on the 3-1 count.
Yeah. Good take.
It was a good take.
That's a good take.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, now we're...
Good take, bad take?
Tanny.
With Craig Council?
That's a bad take.
For me, it's that the star players on the Cubs are not playing like stars, making me even reconsider whether or not they were stars in the first place.
That's a bad take.
What?
For me, it's about the lifelessness of this bunch, and they got to find some way to care more and try harder and succeed that way.
That's a good take.
Yeah, see, Craig likes that.
Oh, this is BS.
He likes that.
That's a bad take.
Biased. Counsel, you're biased.
I'm being completely unreasonable, and I know I'm not being dispassionate with the logic. I want more fire and passion from everybody involved.
That's an excellent take.
What? What? This is ridiculous. I'm getting the bad take, and Speaks is getting the excellent take when he's talking about fire and passion.
I am. It's true. Show me that you care. Give me a little something. Make it worth my while spending money on tickets, putting time in to go to the ballpark.
That's what it was.
This is what you give me?
You paid for those on Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
No, did you not? I can't tell.
Let it be a question.
Oh, man.
I certainly paid for it with my time and my attention. It was Emma's birthday. Emma deserved better. And Craig, you should have given her more.
Please. That's a good take.
Yeah.
Wow.
He agrees.
I think that was a bad take.
Well, sure you do.
I mean, okay. So other than a manager getting thrown out of a game, What more do you want them to do in terms of like trying harder and more fire and passion?
Danny, I'm not being reasonable right now.
I'm just asking.
I'm letting that part of me out. I am in my feelings. I am frustrated, and it happens from time to time. And it's okay. It's all right for me to be in my feelings.
Of course, Craig, it is. But I hear a lot of this going on in Cubs Twitter and from radio hosts on this station and up the dial and you. And it's like, wait a second. Are we actually making the argument that all of a sudden they don't care and that they're not passionate enough about baseball?
No, I'm making the argument that there's a little bit of quit in that team, and it has looked like it.
That's a bad take.
Oh, whoa!
The comeback, yeah, they literally had a comeback win yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good take.
I'm saying.
Wait a minute. The tides have turned.
They might just not be good.
That's a take.
What?
Look, this is chaotic. A baseball season can turn chaotic at times. It has turned chaotic. I think this bunch knew that they weren't good enough and they didn't get enough help in the offseason and they knew it. And as things started to turn bad, they have known they're not good enough and that they don't have enough on the roster. And Jed hasn't done enough and Craig is getting to know everybody and they're not letting kids play when they come up. They're not letting Canario even play and he goes back down and he homers. Yeah, he's no good. Offensively, no good. That guy.
Who am I talking to right now? Like, wait, you,
I'm not reasonable.
Clearly, you're speaking to a broken man. That was the lead.
He told you he was broken.
Nothing he says today should be listened to.
Thank you, Shane. I'm broken. I'm absolutely a broken man. The baseball season broke me, and I'm not usually the guy that gets broken, but I'm freaking broken today.
Well, you know what the good news is?
What?
Training camp started. Baseball got us to football practice. Not the games. Practice. We can just be a football show if you want.
You know what? I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
I don't like myself. I mean, that's in
this
general.
This is on you.
Yeah.
I'm ready to talk about Cubs minutia, folks. Spiegs is forcing me to talk Caleb Williams and Bears.
I'm going to need you to talk Bears.
Okay, we'll do it next on The Score.
Have you ever heard the phrase, the grass is always greener till you get there?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.